Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
I absolutely think this is the time for gossip. Taylor Swift teased her upcoming album, The Life of a Showgirl, in an Instagram video.
You know, we wanted this album to feel like really luxurious, and kind of as a nod to the luxury that a showgirl puts on when she's on stage. Meanwhile, like in the quick change room, she's like, maybe that's just me. I don't know. It took a lot of time to put together, a lot of concentration, a lot of organization, but hopefully it pays off. I hope the fans are happy.
Taylor is releasing a film in theaters from October 3rd through the 5th to celebrate this new album. It's called Official Release Party of a Showgirl. Tickets are on sale now. The Life of a Showgirl drops October 3rd. Disney's market value has dropped $3.87 billion since it suspended Jimmy Kimmel Live. And during his Radio City Music Hall show on Saturday, Hugh Jackman brought Pink and her daughter Willow on stage to sing a couple of songs. Oh my gosh, every 14-year-old girl's dream to sing with Hugh Jackman. Maybe not so much her mom. Tom Holland suffered a mild concussion filming the new Spider-Man movie and has to take a break from the set. Matthew McConaughey's marriage tip: ditch the king-size bed and opt for a queen.
And there you go to bed at night, like, want to snuggle up, and like, well, we got a cover. You come about 12 feet and I'll come 12 feet. You're like, man, this king size bed's not good for the marriage, man. This, get rid of that son of a. We got a queen size. Well, we're shoulder to shoulder. I'm telling you, it's good for your marriage.
Unless one of you is an oven. Speaking of marriage, Priscilla Presley says that her daughter Lisa Marie did have a quote unquote traditional relationship with Michael Jackson. Still, she felt like Michael used her daughter and was more interested in the Presley dynasty. Drew Barrymore reunites Valerie Bertinelli with her Hot in Cleveland co-stars Jane Leaves and Wendy Malick on today's show. And Demi Lovato accidentally airplayed a private photo meant for her husband while hanging out with her friends.
All of my best friends. I want to show everyone the Here All Night music video. I had taken a for my husband as like a little sexy surprise, but I accidentally airplayed it to the TV.
Yeah, y'all don't take pictures like that. Don't do that. I got a dirt alert. Charlie Sheen says a Mexican cartel cut him off because he was buying too much, not Coca-Cola.
They had never seen someone acquiring that kind of weight, you know? And so the only other people that they were delivering that kind of weight to were dealers. Mm. And they thought I was dealing on the side.
Mm. Why does that seem like a humble brag? He stopped using and reports being fully sober for the past 8 years. And a Kardashian alert. Now, this one, y'all, is a little disturbing and kind of sad. Kanye West's documentary, In Whose Name, shows the rapper in a very heated confrontation with Kris Jenner. I edited it down a little bit because some of it is just too much.
It doesn't matter.
Am I lying?
It do matter! It do matter! It do matter!
What more did you just say? Yo?
I haven't finished the sentence.
It does matter!
It matters to us. And you, it doesn't matter what the internet says. It matters what we think. Yay. I love you. I don't want you to be not perfect. I love you.
I just, you know, it's very obvious. They did the best that they could. And he was struggling. And y'all, mental health matters. It doesn't matter if you're famous or not. Mental health matters. That's the Daily Dust. And don't forget, as much as I joke about celebrities in the Daily Dust, they're still people just like you and me.